ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
No!
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Wow, we're already having a bad takeoff on the echo.
Really?
Yeah.
Let the controversy rage.
Okay, this is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. That was we have a discrepancy about that last song title.
Yeah, that's the controversy.
Bruce calls it Tough.
But, sounds like Tough to me.
And we think it's called Crazy Baby.
One of us does.
The teammates. The Strangers, Caterpillar Crawl, The Scarlet Stampede, The Imps That'll Get It. What the hell is going on with that echo? And Jack and the Ripper's Heart Attack. So what do we have for you on this lovely St. Paddy's Day?
Well, we're sort of technical dirty laundry, I guess, already.
Yeah. We got our usual junk, and we got a tribute to Doc Pomus, who croaked this week.
Is continuing to be dead.
Set, which I've entitled Greaseballs in Space, and Blues and Hillbilly Hangovers, Vom Set, Vibe Report, News for Idiots.
Mm-hmm. Weird inside jokes about our stupid friends.
And incomprehensible ravings and bitchings about everything. All right, let's kick it off with Dosie Terry.
What's the word? I found the bird. But what's the price? Said it twice. Have you heard? What's the word? I found the bird. When you feel that low, they make you want to go, go, go. When you feel that sad, it makes you feel so bad. Have you heard?
We'll be right back. This motherfucker's got rhythm.
You need me, you better do me right. And don't you do me no wrong. Well, oh baby, don't you do me no wrong. Yeah, oh baby, if you wanna get along, then don't you do me no wrong. Go down, baby. When you hold me, you better be kind and don't you scold me. You better be kind and lighten all the time. Yes, you better be kind and keep me on your mind. Don't you do me no wrong. Well, oh baby, don't you do me no wrong. Yeah, oh baby, if you wanna get along, then don't you do me no wrong. One more time, darn it. Yes, you better behave and don't neglect me. You better behave and just respect me. You better behave and make me happy each day. Oh yes, you better behave and treat me like a saint. Now don't you do me no wrong. Yeah, oh baby, don't you do me no wrong. Yeah, oh baby, if you wanna get along, then don't you do me no wrong. Yeah, oh don't you do me wrong. Well, oh baby, don't you do me wrong. Yeah, oh baby, better do me right. Yeah, oh baby, don't you do me wrong. Yeah, oh baby, if you wanna get along, then don't you do me wrong.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
Meanwhile, back in his
team. Well, Miss Sally fixed the echo, so that improved my mood considerably.
The right person for the right job.
Oh, boy. Well, that was Buster Brown, Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby.
Yeah, rivaling even the Tom and Jerry version.
Is.
Is You Was.
Ain't.
Counting backwards.
Pat, disagree to disagree.
Pat Cupp and his Flying Saucers by request. Do me no wrong. Bunch of guys from Manasquan, New Jersey, home of Jack Nicholson and the Osprey Bar and Grill, called like in a whole truckload of requests last week.
Mm.
Don and Dewey, Pink Champagne. The Royal,
I like it.
The Royal Teens and Shamrock.
Pink Champagne.
And we open up a Dosey Terry and What's the Word? Thunderbird.
That one goes out to Derek the Kid Houston.
Featuring
trying
Mickey,
to get over last
Mickey
night.
Baker on guitar.
A week
from tomorrow, Hound After Dark will be in 3 hours of Mickey Guitar Baker. So
clean off those tape heads now.
Yeah.
And eat all your vegetables.
And on to their announcements, a couple of things tonight. The A-Bones, along with the Liquor Giants, at Beowulf.
Beowulf, where every night is ladies' night.
Yeah, on Avenue A.
So, yeah, somewhere on Avenue A. I think it's between 6th and 7th Street.
Fifth,
below the video
fifth
store.
6th Street.
5th and
6th.
And what else was it last time?
Marijuana.
Suspended in air. That was it.
Oh yeah, I had a real good time the one time I was there.
Yeah, was that for the A-Bones or the Jays?
It was a Jays show.
Jays.
Yeah.
Also, this Thursday, the 4th anniversary of the Empire State Soul Club, big blowout over at the North River Bar, 145.
Yeah, so clean
Street.
Off your tape heads and your cat clothes.
Yeah. And should we proceed on to news for Nimrods?
All right. Do I get to draw first blood?
You can.
Well, from the Say It With Flowers desk, a dead alligator was left at the home of a politician who favors control on development in St. Cloud, Florida. It says here the 8-foot-long alligator was dumped Saturday on the hood of a car belonging to a daughter of city council member Larry Hobbs, who called it, quote, a Bush League terrorist tactic, probably a feeble effort at intimidation. Hobbs' political
alligator.
Enemies he has made through his tough stance on controlling development in this area of Central Florida were probably responsible. It says here the unlicensed killing of an alligator is a felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine, as well it should be. I guess he gets a new pair of shoes out of it anyway.
But a live alligator would have been much more intimidating.
Well, they certainly intimidated the hell out of the gator.
I got a reptile story.
Yeah?
30,000 people gathered last week in Sweetwater, Texas for the world's largest rattlesnake roundup featuring cooked rattlesnake meat and snake milking pits.
Yee-haw.
One of my very favorite sights when driving through the South is the side of the road snake milking farms. About 100 hunters supplied more than 4,500 pounds of snakes during the roundup. The rattlers averaged a pound apiece, so you can do the math. Former Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Butch Johnson described the reptilian cuisine as worth a try.
Faint praise if I ever heard it.
Organizers say its main purpose is to teach people about rattlesnakes. The venom collected at the milking pit, for example, is used for medical research and anti-venom serums. During the roundup contest, spray gasoline into suspected snake dens. When the snakes, irritated by the fumes, begin to move, they are snared by long-handled tongs and taken out to be milked.
It's a real man's way to hunt.
There it is.
I beg your pardon.
For a necktie.
Anyway... Do we have any more, Miss Sally?
I have an animal one. Should we go for the 3-star animal?
Yeah, an animal hat trick.
Dutch police capture a fugitive llama after 90-minute struggle. Escaped llama fought Dutch police, spat in an officer's face, and kicked a dent in his patrol car before it was finally taken into custody.
What were the charges filed against the llama?
Probably, what is it?
Being fluffy without a license?
Dissing a police officer? I don't know. Anyway, he jumped the fence in Rotterdam and crossed a busy intersection and just wouldn't budge, so they tried to tie a rope around the llama's head and haul it away. The llama, which spits when upset, did so at police and damaged the patrol car pretty badly. It took them 8-9 people to get him. He was finally shoved into a cattle truck and returned to his private owner.
Well,
probably with no supper.
Oh, poor push me pull you.
About it.
Anyway, we got a little more news coming up later. Right now, it is time
for prepare yourselves.
Hillbilly Hangover. We're going to kick it off with
last.
Ernest Tubb from the LP. Ernest Tubb sings Robert Nighthawk.
I wish I was a catfish swimming in the sea with lots of pretty women, Lordy, fishing after me. Then I'd move, then I'd move, then I'd move to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now they call me Pretty Papa, the swellest guy in town. The women's all crazy about me, but my good gal turned me down. She done moved, she done moved, she done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Oh, pick your blues out, Billy. Looking down Beale, looking for the gal that they call Lucille. She done moved, she done moved, she done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you. Now fooling around in Nashville, as blue as I can be, looking for that blonde that made a chump out of me. She done moved, she done moved, she done moved to Kansas City, honey, baby, where they don't want you.
Well, I believe I'll do y'all a favorite song. Goes like this here.
let me take you to the movies, Meg, so I can hold your hand. Oh, it ain't that I don't like your house, it's just that doggone man. And I double bow behind the door and wait for Carl, I know. Oh, climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show. I only see her once a week and that's when my work is through. I break new ground the whole week long with my mindset stayed on you. And I polished up my old horse Beck and she looks good, I know. So climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show. Now won't you let me take you to the show so I can hold your hand. Oh, it ain't that I don't like your house, it's just that doggone man. And I double bow behind the door and wait for me, I know. So climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show. Well, I break new ground the whole week long with my mind set straight on you. And every time I try to smile, my heart, it breaks in two. Oh, I slick myself for Saturday night, for there's one thing I know. I'm gonna take my Maggie dear to a Western picture show. Now, won't you let me take you to the show so I can hold your hand. Oh, it ain't that I don't like your house, it's just that doggone man. And I double bow behind the door, Lord, he waits for me, I know. So climb up on old Becky's back and let's ride to the picture show.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Such as these will affect you in the future.
Hoot scoot, root de boot. Hoot scoot, root de boot. Fly high, say goodbye, and don't come back to the oceans dry. Hoot scoot, root de boot. Go, go,
don't say no, and don't slow down till I holler, oh, wherever you're going, don't drop me a line. To you I am showing a map with a one-way sign. Hoot scoot, root de boot, hoot scoot, root de boot. Say hey, sail away, and don't come back till your mind is stayed. The wise old owl sitting in a tree now, I tell it to you as you told it to me. If they don't fly right and he keeps you low, take a word from the bird and let it go. So hoot scoot, root de boot, hoot scoot, root de boot. Fly high, say goodbye, and don't come back till the ocean's dry. Hoot scoot, root de boot, hoot scoot, root de boot. Go, go, don't say no, and don't slow down till I holler. Well, fly, little rover, I'm setting you free. Don't stop till you're over a nest in another tree. Hoot, scoot, root de boot. Hoot, scoot, root de boot. Say hey, sail away, and don't come back till you're mine to stay.
This is a hit!
My daddy was a preacher and my mama was a go-go girl. My daddy loved the Bible, mama loved the ways of the world. Daddy used to go to church, kneel and pray. Mama hit the groovy clubs and swing and sway. My daddy was a preacher and my mama was a go-go girl.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, that's it. Today's Hillbilly Hangover.
But and it was a good one.
But you can't guess what that song was called.
I wasn't really paying attention.
Daddy was a preacher and Mama was a go-go girl.
Very good, Miss Ellie. That was Betty Jo Bangs.
750 verbal.
Pee Wee King with Hoot Scoot. Marvin Rainwater with My Brand of Blues, also known as Den's Theme.
Yeah.
Carl Perkins, Movie Mag, Ernest Tubb, Kansas City. And that's that. Hey, we have some special guests.
Yeah, Celebrity Fudge Fest. It's look who just popped in. It's Roy from the Reverb. Say hello to the folks.
Reverb Mother Fornicators.
Hello, how are you folks? I've been watching the St. Patrick's Day parade, and I tell you, I can't tell which one of them is the gay group. You know, these guys in skirts playing the bagpipes, say they got to be them. And the cops come down. The cops come down, and they're all kissing each other and nuzzling each other. Like, they got
those mustaches.
Yeah, the mustaches were definitely something. I saw that in that Al Pacino movie. I figured they were the guys, you know. Yeah, but they didn't have the schwatze with them, so I knew it wasn't them. How y'all doing? Anyway, well, yes, we're bringing politically incorrect music to WMBU. What is this place called? The College Station?
Yeah.
Oh, great, great.
WFMU, East Orange.
Great, so we can use curse words, right?
We can't even say the name of your band because...
That's what it's come to.
The bad guys are hounding our license.
This place is Hitler's Germany.
The Reverb Mother Fornicators will be live on the Laurie S. Show. Should we do a double clothing update right now while they're both here? Miss Sally and Laurie S.
Too soon.
Miss Sally is sporting, let's see.
A vision in blue. Folks.
Some, what do you call this? This sort of like lace-up, spike-heeled...
something or others.
Hood boots.
Hood boots.
If you grew up, you know,
white,
anytime.
White socks.
Classic sweats.
Skin-tight electric blue corduroy pants.
And a
T-shirt. And a T-shirt from the Hotel Colby Exotic Dancers in Colby, Wisconsin. And the Miss Sally waist-length long red wig hat.
On her head.
On her head.
One time.
And Laurie S.
versus shade of red.
Laurie is featuring negligee chic. Mm-hmm. Oh, she's got these calf high slippers, which I always have a lot of trouble getting into myself. You know, it's kind of like, oh man, I just got to go to the bathroom. I don't have time to pull this thing on. And there's a
stretch velour. Is that what?
Stretch velour.
Stretch velour.
Like, yeah, it's a sofa cover come to life. And there's there's a mini, what is it? It's a mini shroud. It's like something, the last time I saw it was like a funeral in the Bertolucci
kinda
movie.
Kind of like
it's
Morticia's like tutu.
pulled across the Punim zone, and there's a beautiful, my God, it's a sweater with no top. There's little stringy things pulling up this wall that that covers the the subordinate erogenous zones. And,
the dairy,
of course,
as James N. Cain would say.
Right.
Don't forget the sweatband.
And the sweatband. Don't stop. Oh, yeah, right.
Until there's a cure, right?
It's like...
It will never come off.
It's a support our troops sweatband.
With tattoo.
Oh, the
no,
tattoo.
No, this is the tattoo. Oh, okay. This is the sweatband.
Tattooed alternately prominent.
Yeah, radio sight gags.
Folks, you're missing it all.
Bert Parks Laura,
you look great on radio.
Better. Thank you.
How about it?
Pleasures.
Well, should we get back to the news?
Yeah. Well,
folks,
before you...
Reverb Mother Fornicators.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah,
on the Laurie S. Show.
At 6. Schmurs. Yeah. For those of you who are into the Empire Builders, the obscure German.
I'm sure their sound check will leak into these microphones
Reverb
any
Mother
second.
You'll keep hearing thud, 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 no, thud, 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 no, it's us. And we'll be on between 6 and 9 on the Laurie S. Show, and I suggest you tune in because you're just going to buy the
second radio, folks. Tune in twice.
You're just going to buy the bootleg later. Say, wow, it's like Metallic K.O., only worse.
That's
right.
Us throwing the Stroh's bottles
no
today.
Bear.
There it is.
Right.
Yes,
we do have an empty six-pack of Stroh's.
Come on down,
throw
the bottles at the Reverbs.
It's a matter. Yeah, we're gonna like utter politically incorrect statements and like invite people to come down to the station. We're gonna like hold the DJs to it.
A 30-minute version of Rich
I'm against
Bish, maybe.
The troops, and anybody who doesn't think so, you can come down here to WFMU.
And Laurie agrees with me.
And Laurie agrees. And you guys, and the hell with it. And I'm in favor of Iraq. And anybody who doesn't think so, here's the address. Wait a minute. Read it out.
You know what? You know who I really miss around here is the homicidal maniac that used to wait for Laurie S. out by the columns. What happened to him?
Oh, the guy.
Yeah,
that was that's actually.
That
he was a potential media star of the year had he gotten a hold of you, Laurie.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reason I use the name Laurie S.
what was the trip? I mean, what, an old boyfriend, high
he
school valedictorian?
No,
what
actually,
was
it?
Undiagnosed
schizophrenic.
Oh, no.
Mr. Bubbles.
He's back.
All the stars are here.
Actually, this guy thought my voice sounded like a girl he had once killed. He heard me on the radio and said, oh, my God, she's not dead. I'll have to kill her
again.
Yeah.
I hate when that happens.
The price you have to pay being a celebrity.
Well, that's the that's the American dream, stick-to-itiveness.
There it is. Gumption. Like,
you know,
elbow grease.
If at first you don't kill him, kill again. We're all in favor. See, come down at WFMU. We're against America or against anything good and right. Come down here. Talk to our DJs who support every one of our views 100%. We're voting for George McGovern.
Let your colors fly.
Thank you, Roy. Be true to your housing project.
Thanks for inviting me. We'll see you folks later.
Nice freaking out with you.
Great show.
Thank you.
You want to go back to music?
Oh, why don't we do some news?
Okay.
Why don't we stay on mic for an hour?
Yeah, really. Pushing the envelope.
If we play all the records of 78 and talk really fast, can we go home early is what I want to know.
I don't know. I want to hang out and jam with the Reverbs.
Invite them all to your show.
How about it?
Bring your equipment.
9:40 p.m. screening of New Jack City Friday night at the Duffield Twin Theater, a place that you know well.
Yes.
Turned out to be the last picture show for Gabriel Williams and for the Violence Play Brooklyn Movie House. I know you all know about this, but I just wanted to share some of the details here. The night's trouble began with a dispute between teenagers who live in rival housing projects. We all know how that is. And escalated from insults and popcorn thrown across the aisle inside the musty old movie house. It ended in the street outside in a burst of more than 100 rounds of gunfire. Now get this. Police did recover a Tech 9 machine gun, whatever that is, outside the theater at Willoughby and Duffield Streets. Apparently so many different types of shell casings and spent rounds were recovered that police have yet to determine exactly how many weapons were involved in the gun battle.
So when some lion bragger tries to put me down and says my housing project is great,
yeah.
I tell him right away,
I'm on auto.
Sup with that, buddy?
Pull out.
Ain't
Yo.
You heard of my housing project? It's number one in
It's
the
number
state.
One with the precinct and right. whatnot.
Anyway, let's get to the bad news department. One more nice
like
guy
that was
gone.
Good?
That was good. Well, the Duffield, that was a great place. Before you can get shot there.
When you could only just get stabbed.
Jerome Doc Pomus, great rock and roll songwriter, and one of the nicest people in the music business, died this week
a
from lung
thing,
cancer.
Folks. Nice guys in the music business definitely stick out.
He was definitely, he's known basically for writing songs for Elvis Presley, Little Sister, and Marie's the Name, Viva Las Vegas. He wrote This Magic Moment and Save the Last Dance for Me, for the Drifters, you know, tons and tons of great songs. And he, you know, he was one of these guys. He was in a wheelchair for about the last 30 years. Didn't let it stop him at all. He was a gambler, known as, you know, very well-known professional gambler also, and just an all-around cool guy.
Yeah, sure to be on wheels, right?
Yeah, very nice, approachable guy. But one thing that is not known about Doc Pomus is he was really a totally great white R&B singer. He was doing it long before Elvis Presley. In fact, he had put a band together, the first band, one of the first bands, Mickey Baker and King Curtis were in, cut a whole bunch of great swaling sides in this, you know, rock and roll style long before Elvis or anybody else was making rock and roll records, and I got a whole set of those.
You didn't manage to bring any of those records with you, did you?
I didn't bring the records, no.
Oh, good.
They're here.
Oh.
The station has copies of them. I picked them up from the station.
Good.
So,
Fine. We're
going to kick it off. What are we going to hear? They're taking it back to, this has got to be one of the very first sessions that Mickey Baker ever played on, like 1953.
So, travel back with us, folks.
Like a snake, wake, little Carrie, wake, wake, little Carrie.
You can't come back home never no more in life, baby. Get it out your mind, darling, get it out your mind. I ain't your fool no more, baby, get it out your mind.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, there's a weird sound coming out of here, and I can't figure out where it's from.
You sure it's not them?
I don't know. That was Bye-Bye Baby, and Bye-Bye Doc Pomus.
So long, Doc. We'll be sending Sun Ra up there to keep you company any day now.
Yeah, that's a drag, right? Sun Ra's got a gig this week. We'll get to that in a second. Let's see. Bye-Bye Baby, The Last Blues, My Good Pot, way ahead of his time on that one. These are all commercially released sides from the early 50s with Doc Pomus and his...
Totally
amazing band. Baby, Get Out of Your Mind, which is a little inside look at what went on in the Brill Building, I guess.
There it is. The mind of a genius.
My Gal's a Jockey and Bye Bye Baby live in a little club in the Upper West Side in like 1953.
With Mickey Baker playing with his feet.
And Work Little Carrie opened it up. We'll miss you.
Yeah, later.
Anyway, getting back to the news. Burglar leaves clue, piece of his scalp. Police yesterday were trying to match a piece of scalp about 2 inches long with light brown hair with the man suspected of bungling a burglary over the weekend. Workers at the D'Angelo Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Center in Rochester, New York, a suburb of Rochester called Parma, found a trail of blood and a chunk of someone's scalp at a loading dock. The trail of blood led to a parking lot about a quarter mile away where it's thought the burglar might have had a car. were a rocket ship or a helicopter waiting. He must be hurting pretty badly, said one astute sheriff's deputy named Bob Cutters.
A sensitive Christian soul.
Yeah. He's believed to have fallen and injured himself trying to climb some shelves. Well.
Crime hurts.
Yeah.
I'll tell you about it sometime. A university debate coach convicted of stabbing his star student to death for being poorly prepared for a tournament was sentenced today to life in prison. It comes to us from Columbiana, Alabama, a town we all know well. William Slagle, 42, had nothing to say when the sentence was imposed by Circuit Judge John Rochester. Slagle was convicted December 7th of murdering Rex Bartley Copeland. The 20-year-old Copeland died September 21st, knife wounds inflicted in his apartment. Slagle, who was debate coach at Stanford University and turned fugitive for several months after the slaying, claimed self-defense at the trial and sought leniency from the judge. His attorney said that 25 former students and colleagues wrote letters to the judge saying how Slagle, quote, inspired students to higher things and always came to their aid in times of need, end quote, you know, with a tourniquet, whatever. Nobody deserves to get hacked to death for not doing his homework, Shelby County District Attorney Mike Campbell told the jury that convicted Slagle in December.
Well.
So there you go. All that pressure, all that resentment he held against Mr. Slagle burst that night. And so did his appendix, apparently.
Yeah. Well, Miss Sally?
Well, Stanford's also in the news for using about $200 million in research, government research funding for things
like... For keg parties?
Yeah.
Cool. For road trips.
Lake Tahoe. Just, you know, the little things in life.
Well, you know, but, just keep the receipts and, you know, we'll work it out in April.
Yeah. But I guess both of those guys might end up as inmates, and if they do, the
tops
in the Captain Crunch boxes are contraband for inmates. Mm. The magic spinner toy that comes in each box is considered contraband.
Not to mention that...
Said prison spokesman Barbara Lovelace. Sorry for losing my place there. The small plastic spinning tops are not included on a list of personal property items inmates are allowed to have. I'm positive tops aren't on it, Lovelace said. The prison store began stocking Captain Crunch recently at the request of inmates. An inmate possessing a magic spinner would not be punished, but the toy would be confiscated and tossed into the garbage. Mm. So
you got to know your rights. You
if
know?
You're going to jail in Shelton, Washington, yeah.
Well,
keep that in mind.
No dreidel for you.
There it is.
Well, getting back to the renouncements, the A-Bones over at Beowulf.
Yeah, the important stuff.
Avenue A.
Beowulf.
Between 5th and 6th Street. And do we have tickets to give away for that?
Every night is ladies' night at Beowulf.
It's sort of like being in junior high again and going to a bar.
Give away tickets for that a little later. The Empire State Soul Club 4th anniversary dance this Thursday at 145 Hudson Street, North River Bar, Sun Ra. Let's see, where... Mm-hmm. You know,
now, the milkman's board...
I try to look things up on the thing here, and it's the good stuff is never
for
here.
For those of you watching,
bottom line,
it's a big book.
He's at the Bottom Line Wednesday, March 20th at 8 and 11 p.m. And you should, if you've never seen Sun Ra, this may be your last chance.
He's
not in the best health.
The Milkman's boy checked him out in Minneapolis. He and Ra go way back, and he hung out with him and said he's getting ready, you know.
Yeah.
He's not doing so great.
One last blast off.
There it is. He's got to go back to Saturn and tell him about what he's seen.
Well, shall we play some more records?
Rickets? You got any?
I got one called Long Tall Shorty.
All your troubles will be over. Said that.
Shim, 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 shim listen to the sounds of hell.
Everything's gonna be alright. Don't let me hear you talking. Just be there when I call. It's what I do my way, or it won't be done at all. Oh, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah,
I'm an easygoing guy, but I always gotta have my way. I was born a tiger, I always had my way. Nobody's gonna change me this or any other day. Don't let me hear you argue when I say, bro, get your. Cause a woman ain't been born yet that can play me for a chum. Whoa, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah,
I'm an easygoing guy, but I always gotta have my way.
Don't ask me for no reasons. Don't ever wonder why. When I walk away and leave you, I don't want to see you cry. Now, I've done a lot of planning, got a lot of things to do.
So don't give me no trouble, or you and I are through. Oh, little girl, better hear what I say.
Yeah.
Live like an animal. Anything goes.
I'm gonna go back out on the coast, where the California girls are really the most. They walk that walk, they talk that talk, they twist like this, they shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, they're out there having fun in the warm California sun. The girls are frisky in the old Frisco. A pretty little missa wherever you go. They walk that walk, they talk that talk, they twist like this, they shimmy, don't you hear me? Yes, they're out there having fun in the warm California sun.
Why is everybody laughing at me? Just because I said something stupid?
Well, I count real fast. 1, 30, 40, 70.
rattle bones, I have the 50 bones, oh Lord. Rattle bones can really dance and sing. When he dances, his bones do swing. Rattle, 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 a bones, bones. Rattle, 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 a bones, bones. Rattle, 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 a bones, bones. Rattle bones, I have the 50 bones. Well, a bone to the left, a bone to the right. You rattle dance is really a sight. Sing like Elvis, sing like Boone. Could dance to any old tune. Rattles known the best. Dance to the bar, dance to the swing. Rattle can dance to any old thing. Rattle, 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 a bone, bone. Rattle, 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 a bone, bone. Rattle, 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 a bone, bone. Rattle bones, I have the 50 bones. Has a 50 bones, oh Lordy. Rattle bones can really dance and sing. When he dances, his bones do swing. Rattle, 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 a bones, bones. Rattle, 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 a bones, bones. Rattle, 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 a bones, bones. Rattle bones, I have a 50 bones.
Back in the jungle.
Well, this is the Hound, and that was Linda Burnett, Rattlebones Rock. Joe Jones, California Sun, Eddie Cochran, My Way, also known as Hound's Theme. Champion Jack Dupree, Shim Sham Shimmy, The Giants and Tornado. Tommy Tucker, Long Tall Shorty. And this is WFMU East Orange.
No, I don't think there's any question of that.
No. Anyway, what is happening here?
You know, we should kill time for the vibe.
Let's check in on the production. We'll
what do you got?
See what's, I don't know. Let's see what's happening.
No, when last
I went
witness,
down there, they got
spy on them?
Mucho wires. I think the wire thing could take probably till the end of the day.
Yeah, Bubbles was pumping out religious music on the chord organ down there.
I don't hear anything.
And no. We discussed performing Louie Louie with a minor in the five.
They don't have a mic plugged in yet. Well,
We'll check in with them later.
Yes.
Damn.
And, oh boy, we got any news, Miss Sally?
Well, there's a sticky situation in Fort Lauderdale because with the hairspray ban, it's not easy to enforce.
They banned the thong and the hairspray?
The never-ending quest for...
They just banned spraying the hair under the thong, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Just clarifying it. Go ahead.
Are you guys ready?
I was born ready.
Bruce was born ready.
Okay. The never-ending quest for big hair... created with the help of spray, has raised a cloud of controversy as middle school students smuggle in the contraband cosmetic. God, block that metaphor.
Really?
Who wrote this?
Well, we can't say, you know.
Anyway, blah, 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 down to the end of the page. And at Margate Middle School, also in Fort Lauderdale, which has banned hairspray for years, girls sometimes use it outside. She said she was not surprised at the surreptitious squirts. You know how they're wearing their hair 10 feet high these days.
Only
I guess
America.
The problem is if someone lights a cigarette in the bathroom plus the hairspray, it kind of like explodes, seventh grader Annika Umfroy said.
She'll be an English major later.
You never can tell. And I had a short little entertainment news desk thing here. Randy Travis He's very perturbed about the National Examiner story that he is secretly gay.
I've been hearing those rumors for years.
Here it is. If there is a man alive on this planet who can validate the claim that Randy Travis is secretly gay, by all means, step forward and sign in, please. Travis insists. He's hopping mad over the allegations. He told a convention of radio station executives, I usually let things slide.
Well,
but I guess this time he couldn't.
Oh, my.
Anyway, I guess our Vibe Meister is working up in the Bronx, and hopefully...
He's still remixing Metal Machine music.
Hopefully he's taking these embarrassing pauses to call in.
Well, an undercover cop heading to a drug bust lost $80,000.
Oh, that's what Julie called about.
Undercover officer heading for... here we go again. Lost $80,000 in cash for purchasing drugs when he inadvertently left the money on top of his car and drove away.
I've done that with milkshakes. You know,
when that happens... You don't think that's Roscoe on the wrong line there,
did you?
I've
done it with my purse.
I don't know. Hello?
Well, should we try this one?
Well...
Oh, there he is. He's on the right line.
There's like a ring.
The ring of authority.
Air. Line.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Mr. Roscoe?
Like yo?
Still ringing.
Air. Line.
Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed. Is that you, Sco?
How about it?
Where's the Vibe music? Good work. So what are you doing? You working up there in the Bronx?
Working? You know I don't work. right. We're up here. We're pushing and shoving.
Making personal phone calls.
Yeah.
Company time.
Great.
So what's the Vibe?
Personal phone calls on company time, of course. what's today's Vibe is like, I have never met Arto Lindsay.
Uh-oh.
But I have read the book Megatrends.
Yes.
Which has the theory of that the newspaper... is always a certain number of pages, and, you know, more news does not definitely mean more pages.
Well, let's not talk about newspapers.
Okay, so Arto Lindsay is in the weekend section, and a certain tough-minded, long-haired...
Handsome, brave, reverent, true, loyal.
Well,
I think the only problem is the people's fault that is aren't the ones who are listening.
I think it's a cruel joke. I think the whole story was a cruel hoax perpetrated upon you by a gaggle of little teeny men who masquerade as rock-type writers.
Whoops.
And they secretly love... Arto Lindsay. Also was seen.
Is he the guy that does that? He says he tunes his guitar to whatever it is when he wakes up in the morning.
That's what all those guys do, you know?
Is he one of the Supreme Chorus?
You know, that's a real good excuse, you know? Okay, so the guy's got a damn typewriter, sits there, writes out grants, sends them to the damn National Endowment for the Arts. And these hairy-legged, liberal, non-shaven armpit-type women that run the place just send them the money. Because they like their non-threatening, skinny little butts.
Roscoe. Decaf. Tea, man. Tea.
I don't know, man. I've had it with this thing.
Well, look, we're not in the habit of biting the hand that writes, you know. And the guy that...
Can I talk to this guy?
Yeah. We got one from the Reverb Mofos on the line here.
Hello. Hello, son. Can I have a headphone? Hold on for a second. I can't hear what's going on.
Do you stand up when you pee or what?
Man, I stand up. I pee on your mother, all right?
Oh, man.
I love your mother, man. She's the best I've ever had, all right?
Oh, man. You're dead.
Why don't you come down here and bring your mother and your father and all your sons and uncles with you, man?
You're dead.
You're full of corkboard, man. I'm standing around here listening to your stories about like this. First of all, Arto Lindsay, he's no good. We all know that. So what? You're using that as an excuse to like mount an attack on... on people who tune their guitar and that's where you get my boils are boiling, man.
What, because you're just another twerp who can't get it together to buy a tuner?
I've got a damn tuner, man.
Well,
excuse me, a dog tuner.
Use it, don't lose it.
I got a chicken of the sea tuner.
Oh, no, now Bubbles is here. Hey, no smoking in here.
Electro-harmonics effect.
What kind of problem have you got, son? You don't like it? Why don't you go get yourself gosh darn a guitar and go out there and, like, tell everybody how great you are. You got a tuner and you know where E is.
They already know, Fred.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh, I'm talking to the Nuge, am I? Oh, I'm sorry, Nuge. I didn't realize it was you. I thought it was some jerk out in New Jersey playing his, like, stupid mind game.
Are you crazy?
On a goddamn college
show. I would only go to New Jersey to be on the Hound Show.
You're talking to this boy.
Hey, remember Bubbles from No Say No, Roscoe?
Yeah.
Now Bubbles has wrestled the microphone.
Is that the guy who doesn't like Johnny Cash, too, that I've been
I
like?
I do like Johnny Cash tunes, but unfortunately my apartment links up with a place that plays like I Walk the Line at like 4 a.m. in the morning, and every time I try to go to sleep. Yeah, I live over Joe's. And like, I Walk the Line at like 4 a.m. in the morning. I'm trying to go to sleep.
It's just like interviewing the ledge.
Every time that you hear it and it annoys you, think of me.
It doesn't annoy me.
It's even better when Roscoe runs into that guy in the street.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. I've had it. But every time I go to my parole officer and I tell him there's another guy that I didn't kill.
Well, you live down south. Tell me about that. I'm what? Down south. I live in North Carolina. North Carolina.
South America.
North Carolina.
I live in North Carolina. I live in Georgia.
Why don't you go make some cigarettes?
I'll make some goddamn cigarettes.
Well, kids,
let's agree to disagree, shall we?
What happened?
I love you. And you know, everybody should have peace and love because everybody can do whatever they want. And this is America because that's what you can do. You go out there, you play your guitar, and you do what you want, and I'm going to love it because I'll come see you. I love you.
Are you kidding?
I mean, that's sincerely. Yeah, I'll come out and see you. What are you playing?
I'm not playing right now.
Yeah, you should come out. You come out and play.
You can give
everybody what you feel, and that's what everybody wants.
You know, I really feel that. You know, you do what you want. You play it in front of the people. I'll come see you. And America, that's what America's about.
Take a picture of that guy. I want to find him.
So this is a different guy. This is, you remember Mr. Bubbles at Nose?
Oh, yeah.
That's who's here now. The other guy is Roy.
Oh, greetings, you waste of a wall socket, you.
That's true.
Man.
I'm the flotsam of America. And I want to tell you, you know, like, you know, just
hey,
get out there and do what you want.
Vibe report, small person. Jeez. I'll see you next week.
Hey.
Get a picture of those guys. My fist is lonely.
My teeth are waiting for your approach. He's off.
Get out of here. Get out of here, big guy. I love you, and I think America needs more.
We got to shut this guy's mouth. Roscoe's gone. You were talking into a dead phone. But that was the best vibe report ever. I love it when he gets mad.
He is beautiful when he's angry.
Who is this feeble-minded person?
That's Roscoe. He's a genius.
He's a genius. Well, obviously, he's not playing right now. I love that. That was a quote of the night. I'm not playing right now. I've been working at Manny's for the last 25 years.
No, not Roscoe. Roscoe's making a record.
I can't play guitar. Oh, he's playing. He's got a record.
Get these.
I love you,
Bruce.
I love you.
Wait, do you still have a mic there, Bruce?
Down here if you're not shaking.
Am I on?
You're on. I did get them off.
Good.
Now we've got it.
What do you say we just play some records?
What do you want to hear? I did not even plan on a vibe shot. I've wrote like two records.
Neil doing Farmer John? I don't know.
Okay, you can grab that. We got this Lou Reed and the Beach Nuts, Psycho Annie.
Sounds good to me.
You better watch out.
Yeah, no kidding.
Watch out for little cycle Annie.
little cycle Annie, she's a real tough chick. Y'all better watch out for little cycle Annie. Watch out for little cycle Annie. Watch out for little cycle Annie. Watch out for little cycle
right here. Meanwhile, back in the States.
Well, this is The Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange.
Yeah, we've established that.
The A-Bones, I'm Snowed, and I'm they'll be at Beowulf tonight.
Beowulf! What
time you going on there, Broach?
Early, actually. So, you know, you can make a complete evening out of it. I guess about 11 o'clock. We gotta be out of there by midnight, because apparently at Beowulf, the smart thing to do is to rent the place out for a private party at midnight on a Saturday night. Go figure.
Great. Primitives, how do you feel, Jimmy Page, on that one?
Mm.
The Beach Boys, an unissue take of Lua, and that
we've definitely lived too long, you know.
Yeah. And the Beach Nuts featuring Lou Reed and Cycle Annie. And before that, the Vibe Report.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
The best darn Vibe Report ever.
Well, I just can't wait to see the Avenue A showdown.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. Getting back to the news, where's Miss Sally around? Is she still on the phone?
She's on the
yapper.
The Teflon.
Got a good.
We'll check in production studio. See how those guys are making out.
Good elephant story.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Oops. See, we're in the jungle.
This is the production. That's what's going on down there. What key you call that, buddy?
You gotta take that thing out. Get it tonalized.
Yeah, really. You wanna do the elephant story?
Okay.
Well. Everybody's got a different copy of it, so I can follow along in my... Follow along in your hymnals, everybody.
Yeah.
Wait a second. I forgot to turn that mic back on. I turned off on the reverbs. Go ahead. You're on now.
Crazed elephants kill woman keeper.
Hate when that happens.
Quote, she apparently stepped in to break up a fight, unquote. Boy, those reverbs are hitting it. An elephant keeper was killed yesterday when she tried to break up a fight between two of her charges at the San Diego Wild Animal Park.
Some peanut-related thing, huh?
Sad. Pamela Orsi, who once worked at the Bronx Zoo, suffered head injuries. We don't know exactly how it happened, whether it was a trunk, foot, or leg. I mean, wouldn't a toenail be enough?
Yeah, really. a bowel movement.
When your elephants get to tussling.
She apparently stepped in to break up a fight.
Let it slide.
A fairly frequent part of elephant life. They fight to establish position in the pecking order of the herd.
Yeah, who gets to hold whose tail?
When the fighting gets particularly violent, the keeper's job is to intervene to keep the elephants from injuring each other.
Nice job.
And it's highly likely she was trying to protect one of the elephants from being injured by the other.
Don't you touch him.
7 years is not... 10 years experience as a zookeeper, 4 years experience with elephants.
All down the drain.
There it is.
Got another...
Nature in its savage beauty.
R.I.P.
Everybody must have heard this, but you know about the Manhattan subway train that mowed down a street that was caught on the tracks?
Yeah, the controversy rageth.
It was horrible, said eyewitness Catherine Acuna. I lived in New York all my life and have never seen anything crueler or nastier than this.
Well, she has, obviously must be nearsighted, though.
She's probably seen people get killed, but she didn't feel as sorry for them.
Yeah. Here's a good good quote from a Transit Authority spokesperson named Bob Praviti. We're not going to let you prosecute this guy in the newspaper. Everybody likes to beat the S out of the TA. The train operator was very upset. I'm surprised people are saying he deliberately hit that dog. It's not like murder or anything. The dog was hit just north of the 96th Street station on the... what train was that? The D train. So...
D for dog.
Yeah.
How about it?
Anyway, what else is happening here? The Empire State Soul Club, this Thursday, it's their fourth anniversary bash.
How about it?
And you guys just want to go right into Blues Hangover? What do you say? We need it, right?
I say how about it a third time.
Got a request item to kick it off, Hop Wilson.
Of the Big Bill Collins Show has been brought to you by City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. City Barbecue specializes in barbecue ribs, rib tips, hot links, and also shrimps. That's at City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, where will you get it? In the snap of one place. That's City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue. Located at 151 12 Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show.
With my hook in the water and my cork on top,
in the water and my hog on top. How in the world can I lose? Yes, with the stuff I got. Said they really need me, they show bread on the pay. Did they really need me, they sure bring home no pay. Said a big leg woman, come and take the pay away. No. Oh, Lord, yeah. Said a big leg woman, come and take the pay away. You better stop your woman from grinning in my face. Better stop your woman from grinning in my face. Why, Nubby? You wake up one evening morning before I been took your place. Yes, I will. Yeah. Oh, 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 man. Would I shut? We got one more out of clap you took your place.
Hey man, what you finna do? Get some cream bee barbecue? Say, look here, man, why don't you pick me up some rib and a hot pepper and some potato salad? And bring me some Louisiana hot sauce and some white bread. And one of them big red soda waters, all right? Say, man, wait up. I just go with you. Say, man, look here. Let's take your car, right? I'm a little low on gas. And say, man, how about you loan me $5 so I can get some of that fine Queen Bee barbecue?
Yes! Queen Bee barbecue!
Mmm, that sure is some fine barbecue. I don't need lots of barbecue places now. Let me tell you about it. But Queen Bee is the best barbecue there.
Barbecue!
Oh, it's so good! Don't treat me right.
Big Bill gonna tell you where you can get the best seafood in town. That's at Adam Fish House, located at 6454 South Scottish Grove. Adam Fish House have all kinds of seafood, such as frog legs, catfish, red snapper, buffalo, and silver bath. And Adam Fish House are open Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 12 a.m. Friday and Saturday from 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And they have fresh fish daily. They also serve fish sandwich and dinner. And they cook it the way you ask them. All this at Adam Fish House, located at 6454 South Scottish Grove. And if you're in a hurry and don't have time to wait, all you have to do is call this number, 241-7028. That number again is 241-7028-29. That's at Adam Fish House, located at 6454 South Scottish Grove. For the best in seafood, why not drop by Adam Fish House at 6454 South Scottish Grove? When you walk in there, tell them that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show.
Well, I went walking downtown, wanted to see who was hanging around. And the first guy that I met wanted to bum a cigarette. Let me have a cigarette. Oh, cigarette. Ain't no joke, I really need a smoke, so give me a cigarette. Well, I went further down the street when another guy chanced to me. He says, buddy, I'm flat broke. Won't you please give me a smoke? Let me have a cigarette. Oh, cigarette. Ain't no joke, I really need a smoke. So give me a cigarette. There was another guy named Joe. Came to my house and knocked on the door. Says, buddy, what do you need? He says, I gotta have a weed. Let me have a cigarette. Oh, cigarette. It ain't no joke, I really need a smoke. So give me a cigarette. I wish I knew the reason these guys continue to smoke. They won't buy their own, they won't roll their own, because they always broke, they always vomit cigarettes. Oh, cigarette. It ain't no joke, they always keep me broke, I vomit my cigarettes.
Say, man, is something brand new at Queen Bee Barbecue. Now, Queen Bee gets a drive-through window.
Well, get your order, please.
Yeah, say, baby, give me some of that barbecue chicken. Give me one wang and a short thigh. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Would you like some fries?
Yeah. Fries? Say, girl, what's the matter with you? Give me some pigskin. You got pigskin?
Yes, we do. We have pigskin.
Yeah, well, look here. Give me some pigskin, baby, all right? Say, wait a minute. How much is that?
That's $1.84.
Well, wait just a minute, baby. Oh, yeah, give me a small red soda water with that, all right? And be sure to put some extra napkins in a sack, all right, baby?
Okay.
Give me some extra salt, too.
Would you drive through, please?
Red? brand new at Queen Bee. And it's waiting for you. Drive through and see. And enjoy Queen Bee Barbecue. So good.
Folks, we can sing this song. Don't get mad, I don't mean no harm. I want to play with school. I want to play with school. I want to play with school. I mean a little fool dog. Yeah, that little fool got a long shaggy tail. While I tried to buy my buddy, wasn't for sale. Can I play with school? Can I play with school? I want to play with school. I mean a little fool dog. Down in town with my hand, my hand. I was looking for a woman, didn't have no man. I want to play with school. I want to play with school. I want to play with school. I mean, little fool. They were laying in the bed. Well, one time over, this is what she said. Can I play with the fool? Can I play with the fool? Can I play with the fool of me, little fool? Trying to do, trying to love my brother and love me too. I want to play with fool. I want to play with fool. I want to play with fool of me, little fool dog. Play it out loud.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. That was Blues Hangover. Bookend requests there. Lightnin' Hopkins, Play With Your Poodle. Counting Backwards, Slim Harpo's Cigarette. Howlin' Wolf, Tired of Crying. Guitar Nubit, Big Leg Woman. Open up with Hop Wilson, Rockin' with Hop by request. Boy, I'm not in the mood
request.
I'm not in the mood to finish the show.
You gotta eat something, man. That's your problem. I can just see your sugar drop.
I could feel it dropping. Mm. Just in that sort of, definitely in that sort of spring state of what the hell am I doing out here on Saturday?
Folks, we're looking out the window and it sure looks good out there.
Mm.
Oh, well.
Anyway, let's get back to some news. Let's see. New Jersey Congressman, he's Democratic representative of Jersey City, Frank Guarini. He was taken on his first hunting trip. The House of Representatives annual quail hunt and fishing trip, which was sponsored by Representative Beryl Anthony of Arkansas. Beryl considers the hunting trip a private matter, so he wouldn't talk about it. But what happened was that Representative Frank Guarini shot the dog.
I hate it when that happens.
City slicker. Yeah.
Well, they don't shoot. They don't really like bird out their dogs in Jersey City.
Here, Fido.
I wonder if he let him a little, you know?
Well, they got him in the tail, so I don't think he did.
Well, he loaded with dog shot. That was the problem.
Dog load. Mm-hmm. We got to give him... Oh, here's another good one. This is...
Thriller sound.
Thunder Bay, Ontario. Or is it Thunder Bay, Ontario? A screaming man stormed into a shopping mall swinging a baseball bat on Wednesday and hit 12 people before being subdued.
I hope he kept the trademark up.
Two of his victims were taken to the hospital, but none had life-threatening injuries. The 37-year-old assailant, who suffers from a mental disability known as caffeination intoxication, we've been encouraging in every corner today, was charged with several counts of assault. The man's motives were not known. But the man came in running, screaming, "Get out of my way," swinging a baseball bat over his head.
I would have.
said she hit it. He hit an old man with a cane and everything. Took three police officers and a security guard to subdue him.
The high hard one in the wheelhouse.
Yeah. Anyway, we got A-Bones tickets to give away. How do we do this?
If anybody wants them.
I'm going to do it. What do you want to do with it?
Trivia question? Do I hate that.
You don't like trivia questions? Okay. Well, then you pick.
No, no, no.
You
I don't
guess
want
what Bruce is wearing.
It's, like, that's really hard to do.
How about a question of opinion? That's always a bad one.
Yeah. How about if anybody wants tickets to see the A-Bones tonight, call up and we'll give them to you.
Okay, we have one pair. First caller, 678-7743. A-Bones, Bay West.
A-Bones just ringing right off the hook. With the Liquor Giants. I keep forgetting to mention.
With the Liquor Giants, right.
Featuring X-Gun Club and Swinging Madison's.
Well, there's your ticket giveaway on the line. You can answer it.
We'll do it on the air?
Well, then people are going to steal their name.
No. Okay, fine.
You better get it.
Play record.
Jimmy Lloyd, Where the Real Deal Flows.
There's a place I've been and I'm going back. If I have to walk every mile of track back to San Antonio, where the real Rio de Rose are flowing. I'm going to settle down in old San Antonio. Well, I'll set my farm, cause I ain't no farmer. The weather's warm, but the gals are warmer down in San Antonio. I'm gonna settle down in old San Antonio.
By any kind of law or moral principle.
Shimmy, shimmy, shimmy! Get ready, everybody, let's shimmy! Oh, the shimmy ain't nothing new! Baby, it started back in 1492! Yeah, Grandma taught to me, and now I'm gonna teach it to you! The shimmy, baby!
This is Doug Sam, and you listen to The Hound. WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey, 91.1 FM on your rock and roll dial.
If your sweetheart writes a letter of goodbye, it's no secret, you'll feel better if you cry. In waking from a bad dream, don't you sometimes believe it's real? Or is it all involved emotion that you feel? If your heartaches seem to hang around too long, and your blues keep on getting bluer with each song,
with the sex would give up.
Request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
went to see my banker just to raise a little money. But when he told me their requirements, well, I started feeling funny. He said, you gotta have a house, you gotta have a lot.
I ain't got a window and I ain't got a pot.
It takes a lot of long green to satisfy my honey.
If I could get my hands on some air folding money. Well, I went to see the welfare man to try to get a pension. Cause now I was sorely pressed and I was needing some attention. He said, you don't qualify, you don't get a dime. That's when I broke his jaw and that's why I'm doing time.
I do it all again, though it may sound funny.
Trying to get my hands on some air folding money.
I got a letter from a lawyer in the city. He said, I'm glad that I found you, but it surely is a pity. Well, I hate to tell you now, but you rich ain't funny.
Pastor left a sack full of air-folded money.
Well, they read a last will, and brother, what a crime.
My nephew go to jail, well, he don't get a dime.
I do it all again, though it may sound funny.
If I could get my hands on some air folding money.
Shuffle the cards out, man. 30 more days to go. Lay the air folding on the table.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep, it's down. Tommy Blake, F-Holding Money, by request. Counting backwards, Floyd Dixon, The Thing. Doug Somm with Cry. King Coleman, Let's Shimmy. Open up with Jimmy Lloyd, Where the Rio Deal Flows. Where the whole FMU staff and Roscoe will be next week, I guess, down there at
They're shipping Dave down there just to have him be on a panel, huh?
Really?
Yeah. No comment, I guess.
No, what's the panel?
I don't know. I didn't think to ask him. Men Who Wear Undershirts?
You shouldn't have to go out and fetch people for the phone line. All you can do is say, I'll get him, and then hang up on them, like I do.
Tips from the pros.
Yeah.
So, where are we at?
I don't know.
Where are we at?
Where are you?
We go home now?
Not in the mood for radio today. I don't know. I like this, New Jack City violent outrage. You know, like every city has had a shootout trying to overdo each other.
We sort of did that one over
there. Sayreville, New Jersey actually had a good one, right?
Kung Fu Riot in honor of this fine film?
Yeah. And Sayreville, not a place you really think of for vicious violence.
Well.
I don't know. Nothing really too great in the news that we haven't done.
Well, it's from the It's Not My Job Man desk. Abilene, Kansas. A jail supervisor who didn't notice two federal prisoners had sawed their way to freedom until 8 days after they escaped has been fired, the sheriff there said. Bob Meadows was fired Thursday after 4 years with the Dixon County Sheriff's Department and 2 years as a supervisor, said Sheriff Carl McDonald. Quote, I can live with the jailbreak. What I can't live with is the 8 days that someone didn't know this happened. Mr. Meadows declined to comment. Apparently these guys are both awaiting sentencing on federal drug charges and used a smuggled hacksaw blade. Hope it came in a pie. That would sort of make it perfect. To escape February 18th. And jailers didn't notice they were gone until February the 26th.
So much
so
for
countable. I guess if you got to go in, you may as well go in Abilene.
Do we have that story about the cop and the paraplegic? That's my favorite.
I got an in-between story.
Far away.
Okay. In between the cop and a paraplegic comes a
jockey convicted of hiding in the fog. Sylvester Carmouche Jr., 31, was sentenced to 30 days in jail and fined 250-plus court costs.
They just call him JR around the house.
He used the cover of dense fog to slip away from the pack and rejoin the horse race to claim an easy victory.
Cool.
waiting in the fog until the eight other horses rounded the track and then charging back ahead of the pack near the final turn. The margin of victory was estimated at between 23 to 25 lengths. The Louisiana Racing Commission found him guilty and suspended him for 10 years. Quote, "It ain't right. I knowed I ain't did it," unquote, Carmouche said after the commission's voted.
Well, can't blame a guy for trying.
Yeah, no, it's E for effort.
Las Vegas, Nevada, in a case that a judge called the saddest story I've ever heard. Are you ready for this, dear listeners? A man suffering from cerebral palsy was acquitted of charges that he obstructed a police officer and resisted arrest. 39-year-old man David Squire testified haltingly during his two-hour trial on Thursday that he was squirted with mace, handcuffed, and thrown on the hood of a patrol car by a police officers on December 18th as his wife, also disabled, watched from a window. Mr. Squire spent 2 days in jail. Mr. Squire said he tried to tell the officers who were responding to a prowler call that he was waiting outside for a utility repairman, but they had not understood him. "I'm waiting for public service to come and fix the meter," he said. The two cops
then
started beating him.
Well, it wasn't what he said, it was the way he said it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they'll probably be set for life as soon as some lawyer hears this story.
Nah, it's pretty hard to nail cops on anything,
yeah,
unfortunately.
They're slippery.
There's guys in L.A. that was like, in that, you saw that the footage, right? There's like 20.
Yeah, I saw their mugshots in the paper.
20, well, like, there was at least like 20 guys on the scene. Four of them are facing charges. Anyway, we do have our Greaseballs in Space set.
Oh, goody, I forgot about that.
Greaseballs in Space. That's like a Mel Brooks movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
We kick it off with their Reflections.
You slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
None of them. drawing my heart. Is your goal? You have succeeded in making me blue. Now I know the enemy is you. You weaken my defenses with your tender kisses. You knew when you loved me, I never would resist. Now you got me. I'll give in, trusting you.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
The Peaky told me it was afternoon. Let's take a rocket ship and fly to the moon. We're taxiing down the Milky Way and swing around Mars. Take a left over Jupiter and pass a few stars. A rocket ship. Ship and take a whirl. If you want a time, this out of this world, climb up on our rocket ship and take the world. Rocket ship.
This is a hit!
Oh.
is something that blue shouldn't quit. On a cruise to the moon. Cruise to the moon. See how happy we will be. All alone, just you.
Right, this is the Hound. That was it, Greaseballs in Space. Who was that? Ecuador's Sputnik Dance, the Chaperones, Cruise to the Moon, the Medallions with Rocket Ship, the Cufflinks, Guided Missiles, the Reflections, Rocket to the Moon. I have nothing left to say.
No.
How about you, Will Bruce?
Say it. No, man, you know.
Would you like to
come? I'm a human train wreck today anyway.
All right, well, the A-Bone's Il Bruch early set over at Beowulf.
Beowulf!
11 o'clock.
Where every night is ladies' night.
And
yeah, about 11 o'clock. Empire Liquor Giants in support at 10 o'clock.
Empire State Soul Club, 4th anniversary. Dances Thursday, 145 Hudson Street, North River Bar, Sun Rot, the Bottom Line, Wednesday.
You have your orders.
And let's get through this last set. I think we got some time. Kid Thomas, the very excitable Mr. Kid Thomas, another guy who doesn't believe in decaf.
Finish it, Mr. Bishop.
Where'd he go?
I'm really ripping Gene Noble with that good word about that fine warrior crown hairdressing.
Wait, hold it. Start again. Just get it right.
I'm really ripping Gene Noble with that good word about that fine royal crown hairdressing. All the chicks I know really goes for royal crown, and yours truly, little Richard, really goes for the chicks with that royal crown look. Take it and go, Hoss.
Good. Okay, now this
one. Hi, Gene Noble. How the old disc jerky?
I'll talk and you answer. And on the turntable right now, everybody's favorite, Little Richard. Come in, man.
Slipping on a slide in Gene Noble with that good word on royal crown hairdressing. Everywhere I go, and I goes just about everywhere, the girls are really gone on royal crown hairdressing. Even old long tall Sally use it. You know something, Gene? I goes for the girls with that royal crown look, cause man, she's got it.
Hey!
out there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. You remember The Hound? I'm talking about The Hound, the stone cold-blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Morning, I was too tired to shake. Got a good poker hand, too tired to win. I can hear my baby knocking, too tired to let her in. I'm tired. Baby calling, too tired, too tired, too tired. I'm too tired for anything. In my house, to catch a fire, I wouldn't run and jump all about. With this window wide open, I would roll right out. I'm tired. Thank you. sitting on a pin. I'm too tired to get up. I'm tired. Yeah, yeah. I declare, I'm too tired. I'm too tired for anything.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Hello there, sweetie. Do you like the guitar? Well, listen to this.
Back in the jungle.
Well, well, well. Teddy Humphreys, guitar picking fool. Mickey Guitar Baker there playing
no
the guitar picking fool.
Yeah.
Johnny Guitar Watson, I'm too tired. The Midnighters, switchy, witchy, twitchy. Little Richard, directly from my heart to you. Kid Thomas rocking this joint tonight, which Joe Bruch will be doing over at
Beowulf.
Beowulf.
All right, Laurie S. is up next with the Reverb Mother Fornicators.
About it.
This is WFMU. East Orange, the Lord, the Crick, who knows? Where are we?
Oh,
last cut. Another goodbye to Doc Pomus.
See you, Doc.
It's a long, lonely highway when you're traveling all alone. And it's a mean old world when you've got no one to call your own. Through towns too small to even have a name. Oh yeah, but you gotta keep on going on the road to nowhere. Gotta keep on going, though there's no one to care. Just keep moving down the line. It's a long, lonely highway without her by my side. It's a trail full of teardrops that keep on being cried. My heart's so heavy, it's a low-down, dirty shame. Oh, yeah. You gotta keep on going on that road to nowhere. Gotta keep on going. Oh, there's no one to care. Just keep on moving. Drinking water's muddy, so don't you tell me, buddy, that I wouldn't be better off
Just keep on moving.